This ocean is too sour and sweet, and in between there is barzakh la yabqiyan. Barzakh, you know what it is? Twilight. La yabqiyan means those who will not remain here. They are in twilight. They are neither this or that. They are lost. Read the rest.
Know that both these flow from one origin. Pass on from them both. Go to that origin.
See, this is what it is. That they are two different oceans, but they come from one source. If you find that source, you're connected. If you want to cross from this and that, that's the barzakh you should cover. Yes?
Without the touchstone, you will never know in the assay adulterated gold and fine gold by judgment. Anyone in whose soul God shall put the touchstone, he will distinguish certainty from doubt.
Again, now we are talking about the touchstone. Several verses about touchstone. Why? Anyone? Anyone is awake?
Master is leading you to, showing, giving you the touchstone. Is the touchstone.
Remember, we're talking about taste? Touchstone is a taste for goldsmith. Right? A goldsmith is a connoisseur if he has a touchstone. That touchstone is important. And everyone doesn't have it. Again, he's talking about the exceptional people and normal people. He said, not everyone has the touchstone. Only that jewel maker could have it. Only the masters, they have the instrument to know. In this story of the parrot, he's talking about you thinking of something and believing in it. And it is silly, because you need a connoisseur to lead you. A master, because that master is that exceptional fellow who has the taste, who has the touchstone, who has a way to differentiate between this non-understandable and that non-understandable. Because we're talking about the things that you don't know yet, right? He says, imagine, you don't know it. And I'm talking about it, and you are the judge. You shouldn't be the judge here, because you don't know what it is. There are only few that they know. They can relay the meaning. Yes?
A piece of rubbish jumps into the mouth of a living man, and only when he ejects it is he at ease. When, among thousands of morsels, one little piece of rubbish entered, the living man's sense tracked it down. The worldly sense is the ladder to this world. The religious sense is the ladder to heaven. Seek ye the well-being of the former sense from the physician. Beg ye the well-being of the latter sense from the beloved.
Again, that duality he was talking about. Now he arrived to something amazing here. First of all, that word here was religious. Because religious is not the word Rumi is using. In our language, we talk about din means path. The path we should walk. And he said, okay, let me put it this way. You have the real senses, and these senses will let you climb the existence, the universe. So these physical senses you have are good for the normal life. There is another sense. Those senses are the senses of the path. Means you will learn it in a path. We'll talk about it in book 2. You will say there are 5 senses which go one beneath the other one, and with those you could connect to somewhere else. Now he's not talking about them. You are at the beginning, and he has to prepare a lot in book 2 to talk about it. But the outcome is important. And say, okay, physically, you are physically ill. What do? You go to a physician. Physician in Persian language or Arabic will be Tabib. The other one, beloved, is Habib. They rhyme together. He's using the rhyme and saying, okay, you have two feelings. The physical feeling belongs to the physician. You have the other one. What do you do about that one? That one, you should pay attention to Habib, to beloved, to God, because the prayer and the practice, meditation, and all that will influence that other senses in you. One of these senses is based on your physical existence, therefore will be healthy if you are physically healthy. The other one is just the opposite. If you ruin this physical one, that one will appear. Means, don't become greedy to have them both. Because there are things that you cannot have them both. They don't go together. Could you have a very tall midget? It doesn't go together. It's like this. These feelings are like that. Do not think about both of them, because one of them will bring you down to earth, the other one will take you to the sky. There are two different things.
The health of the former arises from the flourishing state of the body. The health of the latter arises from the ruin of the body. The spiritual way ruins the body, and after having ruined it, restores it to prosperity. Ruin the house for the sake of the golden treasure, and with that same treasure, builds it better.
This is something that Rumi would repeat 100 times in Masnavi. He would say, I suggest you ruin some of the things that you have. Of course you don't like it. We talk about the treasure. Why? Because that's why you're here at the end of the story. When all these books are finished and all that, the purpose of the human being in this universe is what? Finding the treasure. Remember, treasure is not something that is lost. Treasure is something that purposely is hidden somewhere for someone to find. The treasure is in you. Is beneath, underneath your existence.
Underneath the wall.
So you have to ruin this to find that one. Don't worry. You damage this. You find that one, you rebuild this one even better. Because, first of all, in that language, curiosity means digging, we will say digging the corner. That's curiosity. Because if I tell you there is a treasure in this room, what do you do? Where do you start? In the middle. But the treasure is normally in the corners that you don't see. That corner is important in this stuff. You say you have to dig, conch, cough. You have to dig around. Find something beneath this and don't worry about it. You will rebuild it again. What is that treasure? Anybody? Jenna, what is that treasure? There is one simple, obvious saying. They will go to Muhammad. Yeah, exactly. They go to Muhammad and say, why are we here? He says, okay, I'll go to the God. God will say, oh, yeah, I was a hidden treasure. And I would have liked to be discovered. Therefore, I created these fellows. In kuntu kanzan makhfiyan, fa'abtu an a'raf, falakad khalaqna al-khalq lakay a'raf. This is the meaning. And because this is the saying of the Prophet, we put it that way, this is the essence to us. Rumi will repeat it again and again that don't forget that we are here to find that treasure.